Brett Hollander with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And at springtime, we're talking not only baseball, but baseball prospects. And the best man to talk to about that, or one of them, is certainly Jonathan Mayo from MLBPipeline.com. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about this top 100 list for you right now entering the 2015 season. Would you say it is pretty deep? Are the upper top 10, 15, 20 prospects, do they stack up to most years at this time? How would you assess and categorize the top 100 list this year?
Well, that's a tough question. You know, historical perspective with this stuff sometimes can be unkind, especially because you look back at guys that were really touted highly that kind of fizzle once they get to the big leagues. But I think, especially at the top of the list, this stacks up, you know, from one top 100 to the next. And I think just the overall tools of Byron Buxton and the power of guys like Chris Bryant and Joey Gallo, and then just some of the arms of Noah Syndergaard and Julio Urias of the Dodgers, some good young arms, I think. So the very top of the list overall, I think, is stacks right up. And then depth-wise, it's pretty good. I mean, there are guys that we left off this list who are going to be really good impact kind of players. So I think that speaks volumes to how good the talent is and minor league systems these days.
And I do want to talk to you about a few of those Orioles that may have just missed your top 100 list, but going to some of the impact prospects right now in 2015, give us a few names on the list of guys that could potentially impact a pennant race or two this year.
Well, you know, I think, you know, Chris Bryant is a guy that everyone talks about. Whether or not the Cubs will compete remains to be seen, but I think he could impact the pennant race even if the Cubs are not in it, just because they're going to be so much more competitive. And I can tell you that if you're in the NL Central and you are competing, you're not going to be looking forward to playing the Cubs any longer.
I agree.
Even if they're not there. I think that a guy like Francisco Lindor of the Indians could play his way into the AL Central picture. He's not going to start the year with the team. He's having a great spring already, which isn't surprising. I think he might force their hand and could give them a real big bolt of energy in the second half if all goes well. And I think the AL Central is kind of wide open. So I think those are the two that kind of pop to mind. Noah Syndergaard, if the Mets are going to compete. And I guess if I'm going to pick one guy, I might look at Jock Peterson if the Dodgers are going to be there in the NL West. They paved the way for him to take over in the outfield. He's a definite National League Rookie of the Year candidate. So I think he's a guy who could step in and make a big impact right away.
We're talking to Jonathan Mayo, prospect expert for MLBPipeline.com. Let's talk about the Orioles on this list, Jonathan. Dylan Bundy, you have him at 12. If you look at some of the other lists that are out there, it really varies. Interesting guy, because we know about where he was drafted, his instant success in the minor leagues. But then, of course, he gets hurt, comes back last year. Varying reports on the stuff and polish, but he didn't pitch for a while, and he's still relatively young. But this is a big year for Dylan, especially considering he signed a major league contract out of the draft. So your thoughts on him?
Well, we actually have him at number 20.
Oh, 20.
I don't know if you're looking at last year's.
Oh, sorry, maybe I was.
And he's been all over the map. Obviously, he was at one point the top pitching prospect in baseball. And do you remember it used to be when guys had Tommy John surgery that the next year was kind of no one paid attention?
Right.
You don't expect results. And definitely the sort of gap has closed in how long it takes guys to quote-unquote become themselves again. And I think that's a good sign and a sign of how successful the surgery can be. But, let's not forget that he still was just coming back. So if the stuff wasn't quite as sharp as it was pre-injury, that makes some sense. By the end of last year, I think it was starting to come back. The secondary stuff is always going to take a little bit more time, as is command. But this was a guy who, before he had the elbow surgery, had three above-average-to-plus pitches and above-average-to-plus command. I think it's all going to come back. I mean, the track record of the surgery says that it's all going to come back. But even if he's not throwing quite as hard as he once did, he had such a good feel for pitching. He was such a good athlete on the mound and so competitive that I have no doubt that he's going to be a very good starting pitcher in short order.
So you're still high on Bundy. Some have said, Jonathan, that maybe his place will be in the back end of a bullpen. You still think he projects as a starter?
Why would you put him in the bullpen? Why, just because he blew out his elbow? Yeah, and yes, he's got power stuff. But I don't have, he's strong and fit. He's not like slightly built. He's not a small guy that you have overwhelming concerns about durability. He hurt his elbow, but so did everybody else.
And right.
If you were going to put every guy with Tommy John surgery in the bullpen, you'd have like no starting pitchers left. You'd have to carry like 20 man bullpens and everyone would pitch two innings. I would not take him out of a starting rotation at all. Now, if you want to ease him in, back into the big leagues out of the bullpen, all right, people used to do that, but I think it would be a mistake taking him out of a starting rotation.
Another first-round pick, another right-hander, young Hunter Harvey, who had a really good year last year in the South Atlantic League. 17 games, 87 and two-thirds innings. The 3.18 ERA, he ran into some arm troubles at the end of the year. Looks very healthy this spring in Sarasota with Baltimore. You have him at 41. Your thoughts on Hunter Harvey?
He's got tremendous amounts of upside. His whole thing is so interesting. The guy who obviously has the major league bloodlines of his dad being Brian Harvey. And because of that, and I think because of his dad's experiences, he was kind of shielded. He didn't pitch over the summer before his draft year. He didn't do a lot of he didn't do the showcases. His arm is relatively fresh compared to some guys coming out. He's, the ideal pitcher's frame. He's going to add strength. He'll throw a little bit harder, and he's already touching the mid-90s, so I think that's fine. He's got pretty good command of the fastball, and fastball command often is the last thing to come. And he's got, at least major league average pitches, if not better. The curve might be a plus pitch, and he's got a good feel for the changeup. So I think he's just innings. As long as he stays healthy, there was not a surgery-related injury.
Yep.
Last year, but as long as the elbow stays sound and he doesn't have trouble there, I think this is a guy who also could be a frontline starter when all is said and done.
We are talking with Jonathan Mayo, prospect expert and analyst for MLB Network, MLB Radio, MLBPipeline.com, and we'll come back. We'll talk to him about the Orioles prospects like Daryl Alvarez and Christian Walker, who didn't make the top 100 list. That's all coming up next.